Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Big Boy is on track to arrive in Northeast Pennsylvania this weekend. Learn more about how to catch the famous train. And an upcoming psychological thriller will have a familiar backdrop, Scranton. It's Friday, June 12th. Let's get you up to date. All right, let's start with the big story, the Big Boy. The world's largest operating steam locomotive is scheduled to arrive in northeastern Pennsylvania this weekend. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has more on what Big Boy's visit will mean for spectators and the region's economy.
Union Pacific 4014, also known as Big Boy for its massive size, will be making an extended stop in Scranton starting Monday. It's expected to draw tens of thousands of visitors on Monday and Tuesday as it poses beside fellow Big Boy 4012, which has been on static display at Steamtown National Historic Site for decades. Kurt Camoni, Lackawanna County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director, says the locomotive's visit is boosting the area's tourism industry before it even rolls onto the rails in Pennsylvania.
I'm projecting that we'll have around 2,000 hotel rooms sold because of this event, which is just a huge number over the course of a relatively short amount of time. So the economic impact is going to be large.
4014 is crossing the nation on an America 250 tour that will bring it to Philadelphia for Independence Day. The massive locomotive will arrive in Northeast Pennsylvania on Saturday for a sold-out private charter between Nesquehoning and Pittston on Sunday. Viewing at Steamtown starts the next day. Camoni predicts a boost not just for hotels and not just while Big Boy is in town.
We find that once people travel here, once people get to see what we have to offer, which is absolutely remarkable for a market of our size to have everything that we have, they come back.
4014 will remain at Steamtown for maintenance until July 1st, with ticketed viewing during park hours until June 30th. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find more on where and when to see the Big Boy in Northeast Pennsylvania at WVIA.org. In Luzerne County now, the nation's acting labor secretary was at Luzerne County Community College on Thursday to learn about the school's building trades programs. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk has more on Keith Sonderling's visit and what he touts as progress under President Donald Trump.
The nation's unemployment rate hasn't changed much since President Trump came back to office, but acting U.S. Labor Secretary Keith Sonderling said Thursday one part of the job market has. At Luzerne County Community College in Nanticoke, Sonderling called private sector job growth tremendous.
The key metric we look at is all net job gains are in the private sector. President Trump promised to right-size the federal government and increase the private sector.
Federal data show the economy produced more than 900,000 new private sector jobs since Trump took office in January 2025. In that time, the nation's unemployment rate went up about 0.3 percentage point. But Sonderling pointed to federal job cuts under Trump. Federal jobs are down almost 350,000. Sonderling predicted the economy will produce more jobs as workers get off the sideline because of the kind of building and trade instruction programs that the community college offers.
There's such a deficit of jobs that are needed right now, almost 700,000, that requires high skill and are in the trades. And what we see is that a lot of students that have taken the traditional four-year path to college don't have the skills they need for the jobs that are available. So there's a significant mismatch, and we're trying to close that gap.
Reporting from Nanticoke, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. We're back in Scranton for this one. A psychological thriller about a woman who overcomes her fear of spiders will have a familiar setting. WVIA's Sarah Hovius Hall has more from this week's announcement.
Community leaders hope the filming of Arachnophilia inspires more filmmakers to spin stories in Northeast Pennsylvania. New York City-based filmmakers announced the project during an event in downtown Scranton's Atera 519 restaurant. Part of the movie will be filmed there.
It's about 2 hours outside of New York City, and we work with a lot of New York City crew and cast usually. And so it's a win-win situation for both the community and for us.
That's Sarah Schwab, the film's writer and director. She co-founded the film company Cardinal Flicks. Keystone College and the Pet Zone in Pittston will also be used for filming. Industry professionals from Scranton who worked on projects elsewhere will now come home to work on Arachnophilia. Adam Spott graduated from Lackawanna Trail in 2007. He sought a career in front of the camera, working as a model and actor. Then he realized he liked a career behind the scenes. He will serve as assistant to the director.
It's very surreal. I love coming home. I love my home. It's so cool to have something that I'm so passionate about taking place in my home.
The film company wants local involvement, including extras. Crews will shoot around the region this fall with an estimated film release date of October 2027. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. For more information on the film and how to get involved, visit WVIA.org. All right, it's Friday, so you know what that means. It's time for Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Beyond Violence is a nonprofit in Berwick which has provided both help and hope to those undergoing situations of domestic violence and abuse. Executive Director Jennifer Campbell says programs for adults and children present positive options to begin the healing process and move forward. Jennifer Campbell takes the story from here.
Beyond Violence started in 1997. Our mission is to service victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault and their significant others by empowering their decisions to do what is best for them. That is a reason why our website is so positive, because with all the negative in the world, we want them to see that we are there as a support system. I never tell a woman when she walks in the door what she can and can't do. We could sit down and help her look at the pros and cons of every decision that she's going to make, but in the end, it's her decision, not ours.
You also have a terrific team that not only works with the adults, but also the children.
In my adult counselor role is Tanya Gallagher. She has been with me for over 10 years. Her compassion is outstanding. Piggybacking on her is our youth counselor advocate, Brianne Steinruck, who is newer to our organization. She's in her second year. Her heart is with the children. She goes into our Berwick School District to be there for any youth who self-identify as needing help with family dynamics, family conflict, teen dating violence. So the team is what makes Beyond Violence. It's not just a one-man band.
Couples start out with the best of intentions. Then this undercurrent of disrespect and violence begins to surface. Why is it that she couldn't see that?
I always say domestic violence victims are in their own bubble. They're such a unique victim versus somebody who is a victim of crime by an acquaintance or a stranger. This is somebody that you love and you feel that loves you back, but they slowly take that control. It may not be physical right away. It might just be some name calling, telling them that it's their reason that they're in a bad mood that day. And then it just expands upon that. Sometimes it turns into physical push or shove, and then it turns into more injuries. Most times they isolate them from their own family and friends. They take away any means that they think is possible for them to leave that situation, including destroying birth certificates, social security cards of the victim and the children. When that woman breaks that cycle and leaves, that's the fear of the unknown. She has no idea how that person's going to react, and that's the most scary moment for a woman because she doesn't know what's going to happen. Their self-esteem is pretty much non-existent when they walk in that door, and that is why we try to focus on positives. But I'm going to be completely honest. You have to safety plan. You have to keep your guard up, so to speak. And that's not to scare any victim. That's just reality, to know people, places, and things and who's around you. We take a educational program called Breaking the Cycle, where we talk to middle school and high school students about healthy and unhealthy relationships, your rights and responsibilities in a relationship. And in the middle school age, we gear it more towards social relationships. And then in high school, we gear it more towards dating relationships. But if I can keep just one person who is a potential abuser from thinking about their actions and not abusing their significant other, then that program's a success.
This is a hard job. So what would you like your nonprofit to do in the forthcoming years under your administration?
Well, I still want to see us to continue to grow, to continue offering the services that we're offering, expand our services. And I just hope that through the grace of God that we continue with the funding that we need to be there and reach out to as many people as we possibly can.
Special thanks to Jennifer Campbell, Executive Director of Beyond Violence in Berwick. Hear the entire story on our podcast at wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and listen so you don't miss a beat. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.